or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I didn't forget because I posted it early yesterday morning and again late last night. But my partner in crime, Miss Jill Metter, it was her birthday yesterday, the big 2-0. Anyway, I think she's without phone service where she is up in Colorado. So anyway, either that or ignoring me. Probably not. She's a pretty good kid. Anyway, you guys make sure and wish her a happy birthday on social media, or shoot her a text. Just blow her phone up. She probably doesn't need it. But anyway, it was her birthday. And anyway, I hope she had a wonderful one. She's at help teaching church camp up in Colorado this month. So anyway, good luck with her up there. All right, let's see what's happening. Hollis and Altus tied for the hottest spot in Oklahoma right now at 87 degrees. Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, is 81, 79 at Woodward, 81 at Slapout, 84 at Breckenridge, and 83 at Lahoma. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, we have 83 at Lipscomb, 83 at Miami, 82 at Dozer, 85 at Odell, 86 at Goodlet. It's warmed up. The combines, I think, got fired back up yesterday evening, and I bet they'll be rolling pretty good today as soon as that humidity comes down a little bit. Anyway, coming up around 12:30, our third segment of the shows, I'll have Mr. Andy Davis out from the Wheeler Brothers Elevators down there at Cordell. Come on, give us an update on what he's seeing, what's coming in, and the whole nine yards. Enjoy that conversation with Andy. I know all of his hired hands are waiting on him to come on the radio. So anyway, got that going on. Well, yesterday I said something about a disturbance in the force down in Ouachita County. Well, I got the other half of the story. I told you guys I was going to listen to it. But anyway, Jimmy Rhodes was whining about no food delivery to the field. Come find out, it was really only for one day, which probably a lot for him. But anyway, so Miss Tammy, I'm going to call her Miss Tammy, like the old show sitcom Dallas, you know, Miss Ellie, you know, and then there was JR. Well, this is the same crap. Miss Tammy, we're going to be nice to her. And then we got JR, which last I heard, JR got shot. But anyway, not this JR we know down there is the Cotton King. He said, in my defense to my poor husband, she said, not he, in my defense to my poor husband that I never feed, the day before I brought him steak, fried potatoes, black eyed peas, and cookies. Dude, Jimmy, you put out so much fake information. You're like starving with this. You needed a sandwich. I mean, your poor children growing up, man, I don't know what to say about it. Anyway, he did inform me that he kind of gets in a different mood when his grandkids are around. And I really think he said that to me more than a couple times there. He was, he just said, you know, tensions get high. But he said, you know, everything's on a timetable. We got to get stuff done. And when the grandkids come around, there's a delay. And he's not saying he don't want his grandkids around. That's not what I'm saying. But I think what it is Tammy's paying more attention to the grandkids than him. And he's jealous. He's just plumb jealous. So you guys need to confront Jimmy Rhodes about that down there, you know, because he's the talk of the town in Ouachita County. And luckily there's only one JR. That's all I can tell you. So anyway, we're going to move on. We got lots of things to do. First of all, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Grains and soybean futures were a little changed overnight as investors weighed favorable weather in the U.S. against renewed concerns about crops in the Black Sea. Three-fourths of the U.S. corn was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week, according to the Department of Agriculture. That's up from 64% that earned top ratings during the same week last year. Planting is almost complete with 91% in the ground as of Sunday. That's up from the prior five-year average of 89%. About 78% of the U.S. soybean crop was in the ground, up from the average of 73% for this time of the year. The USDA hasn't yet released its first crop rating of the season for soybeans. Hot weather in the Black Sea region has renewed concerns about the size of the Russian wheat crop. Dry conditions and an early May freeze have already curbed prospects in the country. But heat and limited precipitation likely will lead to further concerns. Crop in the southern Russian and southeastern Ukraine likely will miss out on the rainfall this week, according to the Commodity Weather Group. In a note to its clients, some precipitation is likely in northern Ukraine and northern Russian growing areas, but half of the wheat in the Black Sea region is too dry, according to the forecaster. Corn futures were down a penny and a half to 440 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago border trade. Wheat for July delivery fell a half a penny to 657 and three quarter a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost 1.25 cents to $6.85 a bushel. Soybeans for July delivery rose 2 cents to 1181 a bushel. Soy meal was up 50 cents to 355.60 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.11 cents to 43.51 a pound. Farmer sentiment on the agriculture economy improved in May after falling sharply the previous month, according to the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index reported a 108 reading, up 9 points from the month before. The index of future expectations jumped 11 points to 117 reading, and the current conditions index was 6 points to 89, the barometer said. Corn prices in the Eastern Corn Belt were up 6 to 7% month over month, and soybean prices rose 2 to 3%, giving farmers' outlook a little boost. Strengthening crop prices was a factor in this month's sentiment improvement. Purdue and CME Group said the improvement in prices coincided with good corn and soybean planting progress, as the USDA reported the planting pace in mid-May matched the five-year average. The Farm Financial Performance Index, which asks farmers to compare their farm expected performance from last year, rose 6 points to 82. The barometer said, still that's down from a 67 reading in May of 23. The Farm Capital Investment Index, which asks if respondents believe it's a good time to invest in their farms, was up 4 points to 35. Despite the gain, the index was just off a record low reading set in April. Interest rates and high prices for farm machinery and new construction were two primary reasons cited for being a bad time to make large investments, according to that barometer. Weather in our farm belt: intense winds are forecast for much of North and South Dakota this evening, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in western South Dakota will be sustained 35 to 45 with gusts up to 60. In eastern North Dakota, meanwhile, some storms are possible this afternoon. Winds will range from 13 to 23 with gusts up to 49. Further south, a series of thunderstorms are forecast to roll through parts of southern Oklahoma and north Texas. Strong winds and large hail are the main threats associated with the rounds of storm. Heavy rainfall will lead to renewed flooding issues. They had it going on last night. I think around Binger, down towards Chickasha, where the lightning storm you could see from out here plain as day. It was getting it on all the way up into the city and stuff like that. Speaking of the city, how about my Sooners? How about the ladies? Man, what a game. That was a great game. That was probably about as good as a championship game could get, and it wasn't even the championship. But anyway, ladies will be playing the Longhorns tonight. Anyway, I know I got Longhorn listeners. I'm sorry. This is softball. This ain't nothing personal. But anyway, horns down, baby. Here we go tonight. We're going to go for the championship. This is going to be a good series. So, the OU, let's go. Anyway, today is Taylor Ranch happy hour. More on the Taylor Ranch coming up here later on in the show. Let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have your Texas Panhandle agriculture update, and we'll go over the current market. And they had huge sale at Beaver yesterday, and I'll give you some of the numbers from there. And then coming up in third segment, Andy Davis from Wheeler Brothers there in Cordell, give us an update on wheat harvest and let the combines roll. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transparency, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And I want to welcome the No Limit Land and Excavation as the new sponsor of both stations at Woodward and here at Elk City. So anyway, welcome to the show. Look forward to the new partnership with you guys. Okay, let's check out what the temperatures are currently in Dozer, Texas. Heat index is 85, temperature's 84, humidity's 49, the dew point 63. The winds are out of the east at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 17 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.05 inches of rain. 8-inch soil temperature, 77 degrees. How about that? All right. Oh, I got a text message in, and I'm guessing it's a game warden, a man of the wildlife law. Anyway, please leave fawn deer alone. Mama leaves the fawns to go feed so she can produce milk for them. They will come back to them. If you move them or your scent gets on them, mama may not take them back. Laying still where mama left them is basically their only defense. It's illegal to pick up and possess wildlife. Only licensed rehabilitators can care for sick, injured, or orphaned wildlife. And I've seen some of those mama does 2 miles maybe away from their fawns. They know where they're at. They smell them. They're like a bloodhound coming back looking for their babies. But anyway, I know I got, when I was sowing that cover crop there a couple weeks ago in that tall rye, I got a couple of them up, but they'd go the opposite way and lay down, and I wouldn't mess with them no more. I got to get my work done, but I didn't get out and mess with them. Anyway, so please leave the fawn deer alone. Hey, and I know the highway department's messing my deal up, but they're out there mowing, which is good. They need to mow the along the roadways. Leave the fence lines alone, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, the county's doing a really good job all over western Oklahoma not mowing the main roads where safety's a factor. Because there's a lot of pears. There's a lot. I've got people text me a lot of pictures of the Bob Whites on the post whistling. So anyway, if nothing messes it up, it'll be good. I know areas in southwestern Oklahoma and some areas up in around Canton, up in that area up there around Lahoma and stuff, they had some big hail, and they quail probably didn't make it through that and down there in southwestern Oklahoma. But just keep your fingers crossed that we have a good one. Well, here is your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update. Current July corn, 438, down 4.25. September's 445, down 2.75. Soybeans for July, 1176, down 2.25. August, 1173, down 3.75. Soybean meal for July, 357.20 a short ton, up 210. August, 352.90, up 170. Soybean oil, July, 43.27, down 35. August is 43.52, down 33. Wheat, come on. Somebody needs to switch this around. Hard red winter wheat, July, 6.74, down 13.25. September, just changed again. I'm sorry. Let me start all over. It changes up. It updated. July, hard red winter wheat, 6.74, down 12.75. And September's down 12.5 at 6.88. Cotton's crawling back up the scale here. July cotton 74.77, up 129, and October 75, up 67. Let's see what oil's doing out of Texas. July 74.10, up 85. Natural gas is up for July at 271. Let's check out the live cattle. June 181.92, down 25. August 177.92, down 52. Feeder cattle for August 254.55, down 147. September's 255.87, down 172. Lean hogs for June, 92.35, down 35. And July is 92.10, down 182. And the NASDAQ looks like it's up pretty good. And S&P's up and the Dow's up. So all that's going good. Hey, speaking, see, Hobart Stockyards is having their sale today. I have the results on that tomorrow. There's been a donation made of a pair, of a cow pair, Simmental Angus Mama with a 250-300 pound steer on her. Anyway, she's going to be selling at the Elk City Livestock Auction Friday. And all the money from this pair that gets sold will be donated to Coulter Vault's Kids Fund. It's an awesome donation. And so anyway, if you guys get a chance to go out and see that pair sale Friday at the Elk City Livestock Auction, it'd be fun to watch. Anyway, again, all the money will be donated to Coulter Vault's Kids Fund. So anyway, great donation. Appreciate that guy. Anyway, let's see here. Where is my, I lost it. Here we go. I found it. Yesterday at the Beaver Stockyards, it's crazy. 4,122 head were sold. Bred heifers, there was 10 of them. Average weight at 783. Average price, $183.68. Average $1,438 per head. On the bulls, looked like they had 43 bulls there. Average weight, $1,596. Average price, $159.06 per hundredweight. $2,537 per head on the average. And let's see here. I got bull calves. Bull calves, 51 head. Average weight, $522. Average price, $271.48. $1,417 a piece. And then we got cows. Let me get to the bottom of this. I got to scroll all the way through this to the bottom of the deal. They had 309 head of cows sold yesterday. Average weight, 1,177. Average price, 138.13. And they had $1,625 a piece is what they averaged on the price. Heifer calves, they had 69 head. Average weight, 425. Price, 282.53. $1,200 a head. 1,201 to be exact. Pretty close. Heifer yearlings. Let's see what these girls brought. They had 1,332 head. Average weight, 757. Average price, 235.78. Average per head, $1,784. 21 pennies. The pairs, they had 52 pairs up there. Average weight, 1365, 192.78 per hundred weight, $2,631 per pair. Steer calves, 55 head, 491 on the weight, 311.80 on the price, 1530 per head. And then on the steer yearlings, let me get the big old list here. Let me get to the bottom. There we got 2,152 head sold. Average weight, 934. Average price, 231.46. $2,166.88 per head. Pretty good sale going on up there. Market's not dropping at all. So anyway, also coming up a week from tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, I'm not keeping up with days this week. I'm going to be there just because we were there last year and it was fun. At 8 o'clock. KCO's Picking in the Park with Cody Brewer and our own JC and Cooper Twyman, and Caroline Grace is going to be there. Starts at 8 o'clock right over here in the Ackley Park, and it was wonderful. It was a good time. Bring your chairs. Get your best chairs out. Put on your best flip-flops. Put on your best set of shorts. I don't care if you got a farmer's tan or white feet like some of these farmers around here laughing at me the other day about my white feet. But anyway, come out and enjoy it. It's free to the public. Bring your little ice chest with water and stuff in it and just enjoy it. It's gonna be a blast. And that is brought to you. Uh-oh, this sheet ain't got the one with the sponsor on it. I'll re-look that up anyway. There are four sponsors. I know gas is one of them. Oh, my brain's dead. I can't remember the other. So anyway, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update, and I'll have Mr. Andy Davis with the Wheeler Brothers elevator there at Cordell. We'll get an update on what's happening with wheat harvest. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Everyone loves watching their kids play sports, and you're going to love it even more when you see it with an LED video wall from Video Reality. Video Reality LED walls bring the game to life. Your stadium will be the envy of the conference when they see the game on a whole new level. Go big and light up game night with a custom-built LED wall from Video Reality. And just like you, Video Reality calls Oklahoma home. Video Reality, your trusted local audio-video partner. Learn more at videoreality.com.
Tips Insurance Agency is an independent insurance agency. Justin Twyman, what does that mean?
Well, Sean, that means that we can go out and shop multiple carriers. We're not tied to one line of business. That way, if one line of business declines you, we have another line of business to come in and quote. So Tips Agency, we currently represent a little over 100 carriers. So we have an outlet for your insurance needs.
How can that help someone looking for personal or commercial insurance?
Well, that just gives them options. We don't want to limit our customers to one option. That way, we don't try to fit a round peg into a square hole.
Justin, you handle several corporate insurance policies. What sets you apart?
Well, I always tell everyone I'm not a typical insurance agent. You know, I've been around the oil field since I was born and raised here. So I know how it works. Sometimes you get home at night after work and you're like, man, I was supposed to call the insurance guy and he didn't do it. So every customer I've got, they have my cell phone number. They shouldn't hesitate to call me, ask me the question. Let's get it knocked out so they don't forget the next day.
What's the best way to contact you at the Tips Agency?
You can stop by my office, 314 North Main Street, just north of Walgreens, or you can call my cell phone. Cell phone number is 580-374-1052.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb, good people, great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May the 31st. 862 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 384 brought 350. 3 at 458 brought 350. 11 at 494 brought 320. 3 at 512 brought 319. 5 at 581 brought 300. 3 at 667 brought 273. 17 head of heifers brought 356. 17 head of heifers at 356 brought 325. 85. 10 at 419 brought 314. 12 at 440. One brought 300. 9 at 471 brought 283. 3 at 743 brought 220. 9 at 1044 brought 190. Butcher cows were 60 to 157. Butcher bulls brought 103 to 172. Bred cows were 1450 to 2300. Pairs brought 1150 to 2700. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. I've picked big city of Buffalo, Oklahoma, up there in northwestern Oklahoma. 82 degrees. 81 is what it feels like. Dew point's 55. Humidity's 40%. The winds are out of the south at 7 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.83 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 76 degrees. Sunset at 8:54, 92 and hot today. Sunny, south wind. Not the winds won't be too bad. Anyway, clear tonight, 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, 90 degrees. North to east winds, 7 to 15 miles an hour. That's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update for you. Well, on the phone with me right now for the first time being on my show is Mr. Andy Davis, Big Cheese down there at the Wheeler Brothers Elevator there in Cordell. How's it going, Mr. Andy?
Hey, good, Jimmy. Before we get started, I just want to personally thank you and Blake Brewer and crew for this show out here in western and southwestern Oklahoma. Our producers, man, that's it's a big deal for these guys to make sure everybody gets stayed in the loop on what's going on in agriculture out here. A lot of what goes on in this part of the state, man, relies on agriculture, and I just, man, we're thankful to have you and this show. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope I try to keep it real and try to keep it what's going on in our listening area, and because I hate politics, I hate talking about what's going on in Washington, but sometimes you just got to talk about it.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, well, harvest is not even got really wound up yet because of the rains and the weather delays and stuff, but it looks like it's getting ready to kick off.
Yes, sir, man. Monday I ran a field count route, and we were still, I think, maybe 15% is what it added up to be. So we're really just now starting to kick things off, and today's really the first day, Jimmy, that the sun's been shining when you get up, and I got a little wind with it. Humidity's starting to go down, and I look for these guys to be able to get cranked off here pretty quick if they haven't already. It's going to be our first good day going, so we look forward to it.
Well, so far of what you've gotten in, what has the test weights and protein levels and stuff been like?
Oh, man, it's been great. Test weights have been, I mean, anywhere from 60. We've seen some 63s roll in here. Test weights are holding strong. First part of the yields that we've gotten in and recorded have been exceptional. Guys are pretty excited, pretty anxious to get this crop in the elevator. It's been a long time coming for these guys. They've been working their tails off, and I really think that this year we're going to see really good yields for them. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, because our last 2 years just ain't been the greatest.
It's been tough. Cost of inputs have been real high, and not really getting any return on these crops, and it can get a guy down. But we strive with the Bible verse here, we the brothers. You know, Galatians 6:9 tells us to not give up, that we're going to reap a big old harvest, and I think we're going to get there this year. It's good, good start to the year.
Out of curiosity, who brought in your first load?
I know he's listening, but them boys out of Delhi, Jake Dameron and his dad. And hats off to that crew. They do a good job and great growers and super good to us. We appreciate them guys and their hard work.
Has Jake tried to hide any wet weed on the bottom yet?
If he has, he's done a good job from hiding it from me.
I remember back in those days, hey, dump that in the bottom and then cover it up. And now they got the probes that go all the way to the bottom.
So. Yeah, that's a funny thing over here at Cordell and Dill City. The guys at Wheeler Brothers, they believe in hand probing things still. So I get to get on the stand and get to do the probing myself, and we're big about that. So it's fun stuff.
Well, I read in the Wheat Commission's report that, yields so far, like down in around Frederick, where they've kind of got a little more hold because a little more wheat's been harvesting down there, been anywhere from really there wasn't a whole lot in the 30s, but yields have been 40, 50, 60, and some up in the 70s. So that sounds really awesome.
Yo, man, some early fields that we've got completely out and yields back on them, and I'm telling you, Jimmy, these are fields that were grazed hard, and they're making anywhere from 50 to 60. I mean, and that's big time. It's huge. I look for our average to be in that mid-40s range when it's all said and done.
What is it normally?
And that, oh, man, if you're going off the last three-year average, it's...
20s?
Around the high 20s.
Yeah.
Low 30s.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good. This
low 30s would knock it off. Yep.
This will be great. So anyway...
It's huge.
What is your capacity there?
Oh, here in town... Here in town, we're around that 600,000 bushel range, and there at Dill City, we're 450, 460.
Right. And anyway, yep. So they got going on. So have you talked to any of the managers north of you? Have they got anything coming in yet, or are they about the same as you?
You know, it's funny you ask that. It's, we're taking wheat in at Alva right now. It's like everything's hitting at one time. It normally ain't like that. Normally it's here in Kingfisher Reading area, gets going about the same time, and then you can count about 5 to 7 days after that up north. But I had a guy in here a couple days ago that come through and said that he actually seen them even cutting up around Blackwell. So it's all hit at once.
Yeah, my father-in-law, he lives there at Billings over there east of Ena, and they've been ready to go in the field a couple, 2 or 3 days to get it and start cutting, but it's so wet, you know, and that's tight ground up in there, and it's so wet they're not going to be able to get in there, maybe get cranking here the next couple weeks, because it looks like we got 7 days of good weather. And I know it's a little early because we're just getting started, but this wheat seems like all over the state. Well, Chad was in here talking about farm safety Monday, and he went to Kansas and he said it looked like it is all ready to start cutting. But what's is there any concern about seed sprout yet?
No, not yet. Actually, I had a conversation with one of the owners of Wheeler Brothers yesterday about that. You know, my thought is if we can stay dry the next week and a half and get a lot of this weed out, there's not going to be any issues with that at all.
Right.
It's the, you know, this stuff around Cordell, even a little south Cordell, it's just now ripe and ready. And there's areas that probably have been ripe a few days earlier. But as far as that goes, no concerns. Now, if it comes back in here and in 7 to 10 days we get another event like we've had the last 4 or 5 days, then we'll start worrying about that. But right now there's no issues in our area for that.
Yeah, and I've been looking, and this is a producer's worst nightmare. You know, we're getting all this rain, blah, blah, blah. But I've been kind of looking around, and I don't see a lot of weed and stuff popping up in the wheat yet, so that's a good sign.
That is a great sign. I did have a call down on Lone Wolf a couple of days ago. We went down and did a harvest aid in a field down there, but that's the first call I've had on weeds coming.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing, and it's too late to do anything about them anyway. So anyway, we're just going to deal with.
We try to knock them back. That's the best we can do.
Well, while you're on here, and I got you on here before I have to go to break, before you leave leave me here on the phone by myself. What you guys? I was down there a couple months ago, and you had your new fertilizer building and all that going on. Tell everybody how that's going and what's going, what you can offer over there in that deal.
Yeah, man, we're really, really excited about that new dry house. It's going to be a huge asset to us. We're anxious. You know how it's kind of like building a house. They give you a date when it's going to be done, and it's a handful of months after that. It's just part of it. But we actually kicked the power on last week. Make sure everything was running, so that tells you we're close. That's going to be a 2,600 and change ton house. We're going to have a couple 30 ton overheads on it. It's a huge house. Get inside of it. It's a big deal for this community and our producers. We're going to be able to turn that thing over a lot quicker than what we've been doing. And our main deal, Jimmy, here at Wheeler Brothers is serving our producers, man. They mean a great deal to us, and they're what keeps us proud. And without them, we wouldn't have Wheeler Brothers. And so we're just trying to do everything we can to help our guys out in a timely manner and be most efficient economically going forward. So
that's
a great deal. It's going to be a great deal coming forward.
Would that help you out a lot with your capacity? You got a lot more on hand now, right?
Oh, absolutely. Huge, huge deal. I mean, I think each bin's 500-600 tons a piece on four of them. Two of them is going to be 400 ton. And so the amount of fertilizer we're able to hold, not only that, Jimmy, we've got a big area down here that we do an inputs for guys. And right now, I don't have an overhead to when a truck shows up. We got to load it when it gets here. These two 30-ton overhead bins that I'm going to have, these trucks are going to pull on the scales. We're going to drop it and get back to the field, and that's going to be huge. Time management's key. And, history in the last 3 to 4 years, man, it's hard to believe what the weather's going to do until it's a day to two out. So, you know, these guys are waiting because the cost of input's so high, and to pull the trigger on putting fertilizer down, and we want to be able to get that done for them.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden your phone blows up.
Yep, and it's nobody's fault.
No, it's not.
I just like them. You can't predict the weather hardly anymore. So we're excited about that. Look forward to that, and going forward, it's going to be a great deal for our producers.
Right. So you said something to me there a couple months ago that you Wheeler Brothers had bought out a chemical company. Can you talk about that? Is that a done deal? Are you guys offering that stuff yet?
It's not so much buying out a chemical company. We just we bought into a group.
Sorry.
And we're just able to move a lot more volumes of chemical at competitive pricing. We just want to be competitive. That's the main thing. We want to be out there being competitive with our competitors. But again, Jimmy, Wheeler Brothers mentality is customers. We want to help the producers the best we can. We know that they're not making a living. We're not either.
Yep,
so
that's very true.
That's what we're striving to do. We're striving to get them inputs at the point of where our guys are able to keep their head above water, and that's our end goal, is to keep our producers going.
All right. Well, thank you and good luck with harvest. We'll probably check in again with you. Harvest seems like it's on forever, but it doesn't take long. Probably check in with you again sometime next week, see how things are going, and because I know there's a bunch of combines getting ready to fire up today.
Oh yeah, yes sir. And again, Jimmy, thank you guys so much for this show, and I know there's a lot that goes into it and putting it on, and just speaking for on the producer side of things, we really do appreciate you guys, and thanks for having us on today.
All right, well, thanks to you for coming on, and we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Take care. Thanks, Andy. All right, that was Andy Davis, manager down there at the Wheeler Brothers elevator there at Cordell. So anyway, thanks for coming on, and we'll check in with some other elevators coming up, all during the harvest. Jared Athan with the Paragon News, he's going to be doing updates on wheat harvest. It's an exciting time of the year. So let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
What are the differences from one tire to another? An X brand versus a Y brand? Are they really different?
Yes, there is differences. I mean, the quality, some of the materials is not as high grade. Bridgestone, Firestone, Michelin are all top quality.
Does that mean they last longer?
If they're cared for properly.
Okay, what is proper care for tires?
Rotating the tires every, you know, say 10,000 miles. You know, running the proper air pressure, of course.
Modern cars have these sensors.
Correct.
Are the sensors reliable, or do people need to manually check the tire?
They are reliable, but if you have the tires rotated or balanced, you do need to make sure that they are still working properly after that.
So what's the best way to do that?
Physically check your tires and see if it matches what the computer says. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. I actually picked the big city of Hobart today, capital of Kiowa County. 85 degrees, 61 the dew point, humidity's 44. The winds are out of the northeast at 8. 10-day rain total, 1.61 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare. Soil temperature, 75 degrees. Sunset, 8:47. Forecast today, 91. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of thunderstorms and 98 for a high. I was just thinking, you know, the Mezzanet's got all kinds of cool stuff on there where you can track your crops, like, what do they got here? Alfalfa, corn, cotton, grass, peanut. They don't have grasshoppers on here. I'm going to call the Mezzanet, see if they can do something. Because I drove around that 30-acre peanut field Sunday and maybe seen a couple dozen grasshoppers. I drove around it last night, and I think China has moved in. The population of China has moved in. So I'll take care of them little rascals this evening. But, man, those, you guys, watch your crops out there. The grasshoppers are moving in. If we can't never have any fun. Just can things just be normal? We got rain, but also a lot of weeds are appearing in pastures and fields that have not been around in ages. So, anyway, hey, I should have done this earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and try it. Anyway, if you want to go see, I got tickets. I got plenty of tickets here, a pair to each winner. If you want to go see the master magician, Lance Burden, if you're into the magicians, I think they're kind of cool. Sugar Creek Casino coming up this Saturday, June 8th. I got some tickets to give away. So if you want tickets and you want to play this, answer this, put your name in with your answer. If you just want to play along, don't put your name down. But anyway, here's my question. Simple. There's no losers in this deal. Of all the ag products produced in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle, what's your favorite? Is it cattle? Is it cotton? Peanuts? Alfalfa? Wheat? Rye? Barley? Sesame? Sunflowers? Anyway, text it in if you want to play and you want to go see the magician there at Sugar Creek this weekend. I got tickets for you. Text in your answer with your name. Anyway, pretty simple question. All right, let's move on here. This is kind of interesting. I seen this on Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, their agriculture law blog. So I'm going to try to narrow it down to a smaller version here since time's on. A recent Texarkana Court of Appeals decision in Bell versus Cain looks at liability of a landowner when a tree falls onto an adjacent roadway and injures a driver. This case offers important considerations for all rural landowners to keep in mind. Mrs. Toole owned a 140-acre tract of land in rural Harrison County. In 2017, she appointed her daughter, Catherine Toole Bell, as her attorney, in fact, to manage her affairs. Mrs. Toole died in 2018, naming Catherine her executor and leaving the property to her. In April of 2019, a windstorm uprooted a large oak tree on the 148-acre tract owned by Catherine. The tree fell across the adjacent roadway, which was Farm Market Road, Highway 9, and blocked both the north and southbound lanes. Sharon Kane was driving to work, and when she hit the that's when she hit the tree that was in the roadway. Sharon filed a suit against Catherine and Mrs. Toole estate for her injuries, and Sharon's husband brought a claim for loss of consortium. I hope I said that right. They claimed that Catherine breached her duty to inspect her property to ensure that it was safe for travelers on the roadway. Sharon claimed that the fallen tree had leaned towards and over the roadway for many years. Catherine moved for summary judgment, arguing that she owed no duty to inspect the property for possible dangers to travelers on the roadway. She noted there was no evidence that she or her mother received any notice regarding problems with the tree. She also included an affidavit from an expert arborist who said the tree was quite large and established, and that tremendous amount of force would have been required to force it over. The trial denied her motion, but allowed for her appeal. The Texarkana Court of Appeal granted her permission to appeal on the following question: whether Catherine, as a rural landowner, owed a duty to Sharon as a traveler on an adjacent public highway to inspect her land to identify any dangers in such a tree that was susceptible for being uprooted and fallen for her property. So anyway, there's a lot of things going on there, but in summary, here's the key takeaways. This case is important for any landowner who has property abutting a roadway. Understanding the duty of lack thereof owed to travelers on the adjacent roadway, critical for landowners, specifically landowners, should take note of the following. So here you go. Landowners are generally not liable for injuries that occur on property they do not own or control, such as an adjacent property or a roadway. So that means if you put up a tree stand too close to the dang fence line to your neighbor and a tree falls over it, you get what you deserve. Anyway, I'm just saying that out loud. Anyway, if a lessee assumes actual control over a portion of the adjacent property not included in a lease, it assumes legal responsibility for the adjacent portion. Where an observed danger exists on land directly to the land owned or occupied, or near where invitees enter or exit the property, the landowner owes a duty to those entering and exiting to be warned of that danger. If a landowner creates a dangerous condition and knows or should know about the danger, the landowner may owe a duty to avoid endangering the safety of travelers on an adjacent roadway. It's also important to note that here, the law regarding fallen trees, generally a key question, is analyzing cases involving injuries caused by trees and whether the landowner knew or should have known the tree was dangerous. Man, they'd be busy with this crap out here in western Oklahoma, because with the winds we get, the tornadoes we get, the wind burst we get, just those crazy storm bursts we get, trees can come flying from any direction. So I don't know. That's pretty interesting. I'm going to stay on top of that, because they haven't come up with the final yet. So we'll figure that out as soon as we, they get through with their court. All right. Alfalfa. I got time just enough for this. The average price of alfalfa hay during April remained the same as the previous month at $195 a ton, according to data from the USDA's Agricultural Prices Report. This broke an 11-month consecutive string of price declines. It was only 1 year ago when the average price of alfalfa hay was $287. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay during April took a big hit and dropped $11 a ton, settling in around $260. The average grass hay fell by $12 a ton in April after dropping by $9 per ton the previous month. the average, the April grass hay price at $149 per ton marks the lowest it's been since June of 2022. Four states posted double-digit over-month gains in alfalfa price. Minnesota up 15, Pennsylvania up 13, New York had $10. Double-digit declines in alfalfa was where? Mexico, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming. And while Oklahoma was down $13 a ton, Washington and a bunch of states on the West Coast were down 10. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Plant and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.